Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Busy Thursday, Austin. Just absolutely amazing. We've got so many stories to go over this hour. Don't leave us. Stay with us this hour. Not only are you going to be informed, we've got Tap the App coming up. You just heard Kevin talk about it a second ago. You have to register at News Radio Pensacola. That's the app, News Radio Pensacola. Put it in. The registration page will pop up on you. Fill it out. Submit it. Austin picks the winner at 5:15 this afternoon. Was that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's go ahead and take care of some business. Here's three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Well, today is the deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove that Black Lives Matter mural on A Street following a state mandate banning road art. City confirmed its compliance in a letter to FDOT just last week. If the city does not comply, the state state funds will be withheld. And I did check the sources. Just minutes before we came on, that mural remains on A Street and no workers around it. So we're going to follow this one real close. I've been trying to get a hold of the mayor's office for the past 2 hours. Nobody in the communications office is picking up phones.
That may be intentional.
Crickets. So they probably saw the News Radio phone call. So, but anyway, we're going to stay on top of it. Let you know what that mural is going to do and how it's going to come down. And you'll hear about it right here on News Radio 92.3.
Number two.
And the Pensacola Beach Toll Plaza is scheduled for removal due to outdated equipment. The goal is to have the new plaza fully operational by next year's tourist season. Escambia commissioners will consider approving the recommendation to retain Mott McDonald for project oversight at the board meeting today.
That's going to be a
number three.
That's going to be a real exciting board meeting.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be talking about that and also about the county making progress, cleaning up Bio Chico. Heck, they should charge admission for tonight's session. It's going to be a good one. Okay, the third story we're following for you this afternoon. For the first time in three decades, Town of Century set to transition to a new sanitation provider. Century Town Council has formally endorsed the evaluation committee's recommendation of Waste Pro and has authorized Mayor Ben Bowell to negotiate the terms of the final franchise agreement. The scheduled transition from Republic to Waste Pro is around December the 1st.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a suspect has been charged in the shooting on West Gadsden Street in Pensacola last Sunday. PPD's Mike Wood says officers responded to the scene quickly when it happened and that detectives got right to work identifying the suspect. 30-year-old Robert Brewster has been charged with attempted murder, possession of a firearm by a felon, and felony criminal mischief.
Well, Escambia may finally answer if it's in or is it out of the $16 million Baptist demolition project that tonight at that Escambia board meeting I was talking about a second ago. Escambia County may finally decide whether to contribute those funds to the city's demolition of the hospital project with a last-minute proposal by Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May. This is a story, by the way, being reported by P&J this afternoon. This comes a month after Mayor Reeves said it was essentially now or never for the county to be a part of the demolition and future development, or I should say redevelopment, of the Baptist Hospital site. The county may vote tonight to fund that project, even though it's not on the commission's published agenda. 4:15, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the traffic and weather together this afternoon.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days heading into your next work week, just like it was today, but we're going to see the highs creep up in your weekend. Come Saturday and Sunday, highs sitting at around 92.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, this is a story breaking this afternoon from South Florida. A federal appeals court in Fort Myers has blocked a liberal Joe Biden-appointed judge's order to dismantle Alligator Alcatraz's Immigration Detention Center. It's not going to be. It's open. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted a request from the state of Florida and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to stay a district court's preliminary injunction that would have forced the site to wind down operations within 60 days. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer called this a victory against an activist judge.
And U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing arrests and prosecutions in several cases of human trafficking. The four cases from Florida, Texas, and Vermont involve illegal migrants being smuggled across the Mexican and Canadian borders, as well as an operation smuggling Cubans into Florida. Bondi says one case being prosecuted in Texas involved a crash in Mexico, which resulted in the deaths of more than 50 would-be migrants. Flanked by several U.S. attorneys, Bondi said the Anti-Smuggling Joint Task Force Alpha is being expanded with more participation from federal law enforcement.
Well, listen, if you're planning on making a journey with the family, loading the family up, driving down the 75 to either Orlando, Tampa, down south to Miami, take along the rain gear. It is a wet end to the work week for those in South Florida. Well, Fox's meteorologist Brandi Campbell, remember we were talking to Brandi yesterday, standing out there in the rain in Miami. Guess where we find her today?
In the rain in Miami.
If you are in South Florida, keep the umbrellas and rain jackets handy as storms are impacting the region once again this Thursday. Through Monday, we could see another 3 to 5 inches of rain, that across southeast Florida. Heavy rain, isolated street flooding, and gusty wind, all possible. We're also under a level 1 out of 4 flood risk in place through Saturday. As long as flooding doesn't become an issue, this rain could actually help. Much of southeast Florida is currently under various levels of drought. For more, make sure to download the Fox Weather app for the latest. I'm Brandi Campbell in Miami for Fox Weather.
And four people are under arrest after a targeted prostitution sting in West Palm Beach. The operation was conducted by West Palm Beach PD. The unidentified suspects are charged with solicitation. Their names were not released.
Well, Florida is quickly becoming the first state to drop all of its vaccine mandates, and that includes requirements for kids in public schools. Dana Marie McNichol, down in Miami with the story.
Florida top health officials made that announcement yesterday, emphasizing a parent's right to choose. This move all to eliminate vaccine mandates for childhood shots required in public schools. Now, the Florida Surgeon General calls vaccine requirements immoral.
Who am I as a government? Or anyone else, or who am I as a man standing here now to tell you what you should put in your body?
Now, there are currently no federally mandated vaccines. However, Florida currently has a state law that requires students to be vaccinated against diseases like measles, mumps, polio, and whooping cough before enrolling in public schools.
Okay, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing increased efforts to stop human smuggling crimes here in the state. Grinnell Scott has more.
Attorney General Bondi said Florida U.S. attorneys are teaming up to stop human smuggling from Mexico, Cuba, and other nations. The cases have been investigated by Joint Task Force Alpha, which specializes in trafficking offenses. Bondi said those efforts will now be enhanced
to include our DEA, ATF, and FBI agents to this task force to give us even more manpower.
Bondi also said stronger ties with foreign law enforcement will be established. She said the effort is part of her commitment to the total elimination of transnational cartels that she made when she became Attorney General. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
420 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national news for you, just like we do this time every hour in the afternoons, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Everybody plays second best, and I held you back just like all the rest of.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. I take a lot of interest in the lawmakers up in Washington and how they're handling the future maneuvering of Social Security and the money behind that. And it's frightening sometimes, especially if you're getting the SSA benefits. Well, Fox's Jill Nato is reporting today on a big change coming to Social Security. It may affect hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. Here's Jill.
At the end of this month, no more checks in the mail from Social Security. President Trump signed an executive order in March mandating all federal payments be made electronically starting September 30th by way of direct deposits and credit cards. The White House says checks cost more to process and they're vulnerable to fraud. Nearly 400,000 people still get check payments from Social Security, and the administration says it's contacting them to notify them of the change. The White House says some exceptions will be made for people who don't have access to digital payments. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All right. Stocks ending up today. Not a bad day on the markets. Hillary Barsky's in with the numbers.
Stocks ending higher as private sector hiring slowed sharply in August, pointing to labor market weakness and increasing bets that the Fed will slash interest rates when it meets in a couple of weeks. Private sector hiring showed that 54,000 jobs were created in August, less than economists were forecasting. On Friday morning, the Labor Department will release the key jobs report for August. Shares of Salesforce tumbled 5%. The cloud software company reported second quarter earnings and revenue that beat forecast, but its outlook for the third quarter disappointed. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Boeing, and Amgen. The Dow rising 350 points. The Nasdaq higher by 210. S&P 500 up 54. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price making his way in with the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Biggest spots outside of that would have to be the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Michigan Avenue, and some backups on Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, right as you're merging with Scenic in front of the UWF main entrance. Still got some backups there. That's always a tricky light for you this time every afternoon. Outside of that, there's not much sticking out. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Going to see the highs creep up over the next few days, getting as high as 92. But the next several days are sunny, mostly clear.
Now, there's a chill in the air for most of the country today. Let me just kind of preface this by saying Northwest Florida is not included in this forecast,
not us. By the way.
Adam Klotz has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Cooler air is moving into the upper Midwest, into the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley. Expect below normal highs through the weekend with gusty winds tonight from Minnesota into Wisconsin and northern Illinois, and then a broader cool down spreading east. Along a trailing cold front, a marginal risk of severe weather runs from parts of the Northeast through the southern Appalachians and into the Tennessee Valley. Isolated damaging winds are going to be the main threat from late this afternoon into this evening. Monsoonal moisture keeps the southwest wet. A slight risk for flash flooding covers central and southern Arizona and portions of southern California. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's unaware of plans directing the Trump administration to release Epstein-related files. Thune told reporters that he has encouraged the Justice Department to be as transparent as possible. The Republican senator's comments come as members of the House from both parties push for the release of all files related to the late convicted sex offender.
All right, 427 News Radio, 92.3. Now that Alligator Alcatraz has reopened, there's a new migrant detention facility. It's called Louisiana Lockup. It is bad. It is in Angola, Louisiana. They refurbished this place, over 430 beds that are really pristine. Brooke Taylor's down there. She has a story.
It is called Louisiana Lockup, and it is going to house the worst of the worst criminal illegal migrants. So we're talking murderers, traffickers, and also rapists. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem got a tour of this facility with the Attorney General Pam Bondi. We were there as they got this tour. It is going to house up to 400 illegal migrants. The facility was an abandoned camp within the notorious Louisiana Angola prison. It is the largest maximum security prison in the country. The Louisiana governor says the camp was designed to hold the most violent criminals at the prison, and it used to be used for solitary confinement.
All right, and newly released court documents show that Idaho murderer Brian Koberger revealed his mental health diagnoses when he agreed to plead guilty. None of them had been diagnosed before the murders. They were determined in February of 2025. They include autism, obsessive compulsive disorder, attention deficit slash hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and an eating disorder.
It will be an interesting day tomorrow up in Chicago. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker saying he is expecting National Guard troops to show up in Chicago as early as tomorrow. He remains defiant against President Trump's efforts to deploy troops in the city. Mike Tobin is in Chicago this afternoon with this story.
Mayor Brandon Johnson took the position of saying Chicago does not have a violence problem. It has a problem with guns being trafficked out of red states. The Illinois governor is dedicated to his position of opposing federal intervention.
The president is begging me to call him to ask him to do something that we don't want.
Now, the Guard is not in Chicago. The Illinois National Guard so far has not received any orders about preparation or otherwise. There are some ICE agents staying at the Great Lakes Naval Base just north of Chicago.
And Justice Amy Coney Barrett says the Supreme Court should not be imposing its own values on the American people. Barrett made the comments during a recent interview promoting her new memoir, Listening to the Law, Reflections on the Court and Constitution. According to the Supreme Court Justice, the High Court is not just an opinion poll. Rather, justices are tasked with seeing what the American people have decided.
All right. Can you believe this Powerball amount? $1.7 billion now.
Wow.
$770.3 million, that's your cash option. Drawing will be on Saturday. Hey, tomorrow night, Mega Millions, $336 million. That's nothing to sneeze at.
All right.
Okay, we got sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Justice Department issuing subpoenas as part of its investigation into a Federal Reserve Board member, Lisa Cook. She's challenging her firing by President Trump.
Cook is accused by a federal regulator of mortgage fraud. Federal prosecutors are issuing subpoenas as part of a probe in the mortgage applications made by Cook. Attorneys for Cook say her firing is political and intended to create a vacancy that can be filled by the president.
Fox's Jared Halpern, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., appearing before a Senate committee today. He had several heated exchanges with Democratic lawmakers over COVID vaccine guidance and shakeups at the CDC.
They did not do their job. You're so wrong on your facts.
You're interrupting me, and sir, you're a charlatan.
The secretary involved in a back and forth there with Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino. Your online casino for plays, spins, and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. AFC prediction time. I have the Bills winning the East, the Ravens taking the North, the Texans winning the South, and yes, the Chiefs once again snagging that AFC West crown. My AFC wildcard teams are the Bengals, Broncos, and Chargers, with the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl for a fourth straight season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Chumba Casino brings nonstop fun straight to your screen. Anytime, anywhere. Explore hundreds of games like slots, blackjack, and instant scratch-style cards. Sign up to unlock your free welcome bonus and daily login bonuses. And enjoy your chance at exciting prizes without spending a thing. Just click, play, and enjoy the ride. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Verus Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verushp.com. Verus Health Partners.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
The news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, today's the deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove the Black Lives Matter mural on A Street following a state mandate banning road art. The city confirmed its compliance in a letter to FDOT last week. If the city does not comply, state funds will be withheld.
Number two.
Okay, the Pensacola Beach Toll Plaza is scheduled for removal due to outdated equipment. The goal is to have the new toll plaza fully operational by next year's tourist season. Skamia commissioners will consider approving the recommendation to retain Mott McDonald for project oversight at that board meeting, Skamia board meeting, that's happening tonight. A lot of activity at that board meeting tonight.
Number three.
And for the first time in three decades, the town of Century is set to transition to a new sanitation provider. The Century Town Council has formally endorsed the evaluation committee's recommendation of Waste Pro and has authorized Mayor Ben Boutwell to negotiate the terms of the final franchise agreement. The scheduled transition from Republic to Waste Pro is anticipated for December 1st.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, here's another story that's kind of mirroring the activity with the Escambia commissioners tonight. Escambia may finally answer if it's in or if it's out of the $16 million Baptist demolition project. This is under consideration during tonight's session. By the way, this is a story being reported by P&J this afternoon. Escambia County may finally decide whether to contribute to the city's demolition of the old Baptist Hospital with a last-minute proposal by Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May. This comes a month after Mayor Reeves said it was essentially now or never for the county to be a part of the demolition and future redevelopment of the hospital site. Well, the county may vote tonight to fund that project, even though it's not on the commission's published agenda.
And Escambia County kicking off Florida Preparedness Month this September, reminding residents to get ready for the peak of hurricane season. Emergency management officials say it's important to be 1 week ready, encouraging households to stock up on essential supplies for at least 7 days. Residents are urged to create emergency plans, check their evacuation zones, and strengthen their homes.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Eagles, Cowboys, NFL season begins tonight, 8:20 Eastern Time in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. The 2025 NFL season will begin. The reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles favored by 8.5 points over the Cowboys. This is the first of back-to-back nights of NFL games. Tomorrow in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the Chiefs will face the Chargers. 1 year ago, the Eagles played in the Friday game in Brazil, beat the Packers, and then went on to win the Super Bowl. The New York Giants have reached an agreement to sell a 10% minority interest in the team to the Koch family, which last year purchased a 15% stake in BSE Global, which owns the Brooklyn Nets and New York Liberty. Approval of the sale could happen next month at a league owners meeting. Tennis, U.S. Open semifinals are all set. American Amanda Anisimova, who upset Iga Swiatek Wednesday, will face Naomi Osaka, who eliminated Carolina Mahova Wednesday. In men's action, world number one ranked Jannik Sinner beat fellow Italian Lorenzo Musetti in straight sets to reach the semis against Felix Auger-Aliassime. Osaka and Anisimova will play their semifinals match tonight after the first women's semi between American Jessica Pegula and Aryna Sabalenka, who beat Pegula in last year's U.S. Open final. Baseball, not only did the Red Sox lose Wednesday to the Guardians 8-1, Boston manager Alex Cora shared that Sox rookie Roman Anthony won't play again in the regular season. Anthony placed on the 10-day injured list with a strained oblique muscle. 21-year-old rookie batting .292 with 8 home runs and 32 RBIs in 71 games. Alex Cora said injuries like the one Anthony has typically require 4 to 6 weeks recovery time. The Blue Jays increased their lead to top the AL East to 3.5 games over the Yankees and Red Sox. Yankees gave away a 4-1 lead to Houston, beaten by the Astros 8-7. 4 hits by Yordan Alvarez. Astros now 4 games over the Mariners and top the AL West. Seattle lost to Tampa 9-4. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And in part of that, we heard about the Eagles and Cowboys kicking off the NFL regular season tonight. Wanted to give you some more details on that. Of course, Philly coming off of a pretty overwhelming Super Bowl 59 win to prevent the league's first three-peat. And Dallas hopes to get back to the playoffs after finishing last season 7-10. But coverage for that game starts at 5 p.m. on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Boy, they do a great job over there. So check it out if you're mobile tonight. Maybe out in the boat, driving around the park or so, you can hear the football game.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, let me take it and kind of reel it back in on a local level. High school football tonight. Tate Aggies going to host Pensacola High. Kickoff 7. The Aggies 2-0 are coming off a 48-13 win over Gulf Breeze last Friday night. Meanwhile, PHS not sitting so well. They're 0-2 going into this game. Also, Milton at Booker T. Washington, 7 o'clock kickoff on that game.
All righty. And, you know, since we're still on the football theme here, and I just mentioned the Cowboys and Eagles, the Dolphins, Buccaneers, and Jaguars, our Sunshine State representation, they're all in action for Week 1 on Sunday afternoon. Miami visits the Colts. Tampa is in Atlanta squaring off against the Falcons. And Jacksonville hosts the Panthers.
NBA will be taking a look at the Clippers. It's an investigation going on in Los Angeles. Joe Morgan has the details.
The NBA will investigate whether the Clippers were able to circumvent league salary cap rules. Following a report by journalist Pablo Torre, the investigation will focus on ties between six-time All-Star Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers, and a company which filed for bankruptcy this year called Aspiration Fund Advisor LLC. Torre obtained a copy of the endorsement agreement between KL2 Aspire, which Leonard is listed as the manager of, and Aspiration, calling for Leonard to be paid $7 million per year for 4 years. There is reportedly no evidence that Leonard did anything publicly to endorse Aspiration. The Clippers have denied any wrongdoing, saying the team ended its relationship with Aspiration during the 2022-2023 season. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping are looking to the future, and they'd both like to be a part of it. The two were caught on a hot mic talking privately about living to at least 150 years old at China's World War II Victory Day Parade in Beijing this week. Xi noted that 70 used to be old, but now, thanks to advances in biotechnology, organs can continuously be transplanted and people can live longer and longer.
There you go. That's something to look forward to. Young patients with ADHD may be getting more prescription than they need. I want to tell you, my youngest son, Tyler, had ADHD. He beat it himself. Smart kid. Lisa Brady has more on the details.
This is House Call for Health. A study suggests most doctors ignore guidelines when prescribing attention deficit hyperactivity disorder medication to preschoolers. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends preschoolers diagnosed with ADHD first get 6 months of behavioral therapy before being prescribed drugs. However, the study finds that was followed in only around 14% of U.S. cases involving children ages 3 to 5. Researchers tracking the treatment of more than 9,700 kids, more than 42% got a prescription for an ADHD medicine within a month. This study was published in the JAMA Network Open Medical Journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And screen time with electronic devices can result in changes to people's skin over time. A dermatologist at the Cleveland Clinic says the blue light devices give off can potentially lead to fine lines and dark spots. Dr. Shilpi Katarpal says that it can also accelerate aging, and darker skin types can be more prone to hyperpigmentation. She suggests folks can use a sunscreen with iron oxide, reduce screen time, and lower the brightness of devices.
Yeah, today was one of those days for SPF. Really was. UV rays pretty darn strong out there this afternoon. New warning about a raw cat food and bird flu. There's a combo for you. Jill Nato has more.
Some lots of roar. That's spelled R-A-W-R. Raw cat food chicken eat sliders have tested positive for H5N1, bird flu. The affected lots have a sell-by date of September 18th and October 3rd. The food is sold at retail stores nationwide and online. The Food and Drug Administration says testing detected the virus after a cat in San Francisco ate some and got sick. The cat was soon euthanized. The FDA says it's gotten no reports of humans getting sick from exposure to the food. The product is sold frozen in 2.5-pound plastic yellow bags with black lettering. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And speaking of the FDA, they're urging nicotine pouch manufacturers to secure their pouches to reduce the risk of accidental exposure to children. The agency is recommending child-resistant packaging. The number of reported nicotine pouch exposure cases reported to U.S. poison centers has been on the rise over the last few years now.
445 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Back in here looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Our worst looking spots right now are going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Davis Highway, right as you're merging with Scenic Highway in front of UWF's main entrance there. That light's still giving us a lot of trouble. Last but not least, Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, that's also pretty heavily backed up. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear over the next several days. And the highs are going to creep up during your weekend, sitting at around 92 for both Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, National Hurricane Center is reporting a tropical wave in the Atlantic. Now has an 80% chance of developing as it moves west-northwest, likely becoming Tropical Storm Gabrielle by the weekend. By the way, seventh named storm of the 2025 season. For now, most of the computer models show the system curving to the north, like the path of Hurricane Erin. Gulf of America currently showing no tropical activity. With that said, I will tell you a tropical storm in the Pacific is bringing heavy rainfall to Mexico and a chance of flash flooding to parts of the southwestern U.S. Coastline. Christian Goodwin has more.
The National Hurricane Center says former Hurricane Lorena will continue to weaken, but will bring a life-threatening risk of flash flooding and mudslides to parts of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Downgraded to a tropical storm, forecasters say it has sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, noting parts of western Mexican states, including Baja California and Sonora, could see up to 15 inches of rain into Friday. With the storm's track still uncertain, the Weather Center also notes parts of Arizona and New Mexico could see up to 5 inches of rain, issuing watches for isolated flash flooding into Saturday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, here's a fresh reading on the job market. It is not pretty. Here's Jenny Casola.
Private job creation cooled in August as measured by payroll processing company ADP. It says just 54,000 new jobs were created last month, down from July and weaker than expected. Manufacturing jobs declined in August. However, people were making more. Pay was up 4.4% compared with a year ago. ADP's chief economist Neela Richardson says average hours worked declined, which suggests employers are avoiding layoffs but cutting back on work. Also, new claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 30th rose to 237,000, more than expected. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Spirit Airlines is ending service in a number of U.S. cities this fall. Today, United Airlines put on sale a slew of new flights in cities where Spirit currently operates, like Orlando, Las Vegas, Houston, Chicago, and its home base in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. In October, Spirit is ending routes in Albuquerque, Salt Lake City, Oakland, Sacramento, San Jose, and San Diego, to name a few. Legendary Italian fashion designer Giorgio Armani has died, according to a company announcement. Armani had reportedly taken ill as of late, canceling catwalk appearances at Men's Fashion Week in June for the first time in his career. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni paying tribute, calling him an icon. He was 91. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the Dow gaining 350 points, the S&P 500 gained 53, and the NASDAQ grew by more than 200. That's Your Money Now.
President Trump could be sending National Guard troops to another Democrat-led city. Can I say, or can you say, or can he say, New Orleans? Kevin Cork can.
The president suggested that New Orleans, Louisiana, could be his next target for deploying the National Guard to help fight crime, joining cities like Chicago and Baltimore and, of course, Washington, D.C., on his list of cities that are in need of a crime crackdown. Here in the nation's capital, the White House reports more than 1,760 arrests have been made citywide since the president first announced mobilization of federal forces back on August 7th.
And American workers growing increasingly stressed about debt and finances. That's according to a new Bank of America survey that showed 47% of people with jobs felt financially secure. That's down from 52% back in January. Three quarters of workers are worried about the overall state of the economy.
American Eagle's stock is up, thanks, it says, to an ad featuring Sydney Sweeney. Kelly Sabrini has more on this.
The brand CEO said in earnings yesterday, quote, "We are the American jeans brand, and the numbers reflect that the ad was a success. Both revenue and earnings per share had beat analyst expectations. The ad, which sparked controversy when it debuted 6 weeks ago, featured blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress Sweeney saying the following line, jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, and then the ad goes on to say, and my jeans are blue." So shares jumped nearly 25% in after-hours trading Wednesday after American Eagle posted earnings. The denim brand stock had been down 18.3% this year through Wednesday's market close.
And LEGO has unveiled its most expensive set ever. The new LEGO Star Wars Death Star Ultimate Collector Series set will cost $1,000. It consists of a staggering 9,023 pieces and 38 minifigures. When built, half of the space station is open to feature iconic scenes from Star Wars. The set will go on sale for LEGO insiders first on October 1st and then October 4th for everyone else.
Listen, Walt Disney will be turning over in his grave if he saw how these prices are going up at the theme resort parks. Some middle-class Americans even questioning whether the magic of Disneyland can still fit into their vacation budget.
Wow.
These numbers are crazy for a family of four. You got to go take a loan out, I think. Max Gordon has more from Disneyland in Anaheim, California.
Pricing at Disneyland is based on demand, and while the price for admission on low-demand days has stayed stable for the past 6 years, the price for high-demand days has been going up. According to MickeyVisit.com, single-day one-park tickets can reach as high as $206, with these highest-priced tickets increasing in cost by $110 over the past 10 years. But prices aren't stopping visitors. According to Disney CEO Bob Iger, visitation to Disneyland has reached around 30 million people per year. Disney sent a statement to Fox Business saying, for more than 70 years, Disney parks have welcomed families from all walks of life by offering a wide range of ticket, hotel, and dining options to fit different budgets, and that commitment will never change. In Anaheim, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
4:52 on the nose here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, and of course, one final check of your roads and weather this hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Roxanne. 4:55. News Radio 92.3. Stop the police. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on today. It's been, I would say it's been a very mild type Thursday. Now, I'm going to throw this over to Austin, who's taking a look at the weather and traffic, and he might have a different opinion.
Yeah, thanks.
And do you?
I do. There's okay, several spots. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor by texting radio to 83393. And yeah, Chris, we got several spots on the roads giving us trouble here. The intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road, that's giving us some backups. Also got some on Davis as you are traveling eastbound, starting to merge with scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. Be on the lookout for that. Also got our usual congestion on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 87 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Got some pretty high highs once we get into the weekend, sitting at around 92 for both your Saturday and Sunday. But the good news is it's going to be sunny, mostly clear every step of the way.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You just set us up on that one. Okay, so how high are the highs?
Exactly. 92.
There you go. All right. Hey, I really used to, and I still watch it in the reruns, The Office. Did you ever watch this the sitcom The Office?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that show. The Paper is a spinoff of The Office, and it's getting ready to land on Peacock. I like this. Michelle Pollino has a story.
The Paper brings the mockumentary style of The Office back for a new series that centers on the quirky staff of a struggling local newspaper led by Domhnall Gleeson, who stars as Ned Sampson, an ambitious editor-in-chief as he works to get the paper and his staff on the right track.
How many of you have actually written for a paper before?
I wrote a paper in junior high.
Not quite the same thing.
I've tweeted.
You've tweeted?
I'm in a group text.
This is terrific.
The show carries DNA from The Office with creator Greg Daniels returning as co-creator, executive producer and showrunner, and original cast member Oscar Nunez reprising his role. Peacock has already renewed the paper for a second season. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Montel Jordan sharing a recent health diagnosis. During an appearance on the Today Show, the singer revealed that his prostate cancer has returned after 9 months of follow-up screenings. Jordan was first diagnosed with stage one prostate cancer back in 2024. He underwent surgery to remove his prostate and initially recovered well, but his latest diagnosis came back as stage two. He is set to undergo proton radiation therapy 5 days a week for 7 weeks and will take hormone blockers to suppress testosterone, which can fuel the growth of the cancer.
Prayers going out to that. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely. He's in for a little battle there, would you say?
Yeah.
All right, speaking of battles, U.S. Airlines may no longer have to refund passengers for delays the companies are found to be responsible for. If you're a frequent traveler, you need to listen to this one. Grinnell Scott has more.
The Trump administration says it will not move forward with the requirement for air carriers to compensate customers for disruptions the carriers cause. The Biden administration last December sought public comment on whether passengers should get cash refunds, as much as $300 for minimum three-hour delays and nearly $800 for longer disruptions. Earlier this year, a trade group asked the Trump administration on behalf of the major domestic carriers and others to end that Biden-era policy proposal. The White House said current USDOT and administration priorities are behind the proposal's withdrawal. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
4:58, couple of minutes away from 5 o'clock. We've been reporting on this story. Last week, remember, the Burning Man Festival had a terrible thing happen. Something went terrible wrong. They found a man dead at the festival. That person has been identified. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Pershing County, Nevada sheriff's officials say Vadim Kruglov, who is 37 and from Russia, was the victim of a homicide. His body was found on Saturday night on the ground in a pool of blood, according to the sheriff's office. An investigation is ongoing, along with a search for the person responsible. Officials say Kruglov's family in Russia has been notified. Burning Man Festival organizers said in a statement that they are cooperating with law enforcement. The event is held in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada and creates a temporary city that was dismantled when the festival ended on September 1st, making the investigation more difficult. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And don't forget, 12th annual Bulls on the Beach kicks off tonight in Perdido Key with three back-to-back nights of rodeo-style bull riding at the Floribama. Now, this should be good.
A hoot and a half.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Dust off the boots and watch the real deal bull riders take to the arena. The gates open at 6. They ride the bulls at 8. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.